Welcome to another episode of Your Support Brew Podcast, home of the number one podcast that supports you and what you like to do. Why did my phone just vibrate? Who is sending me text messages early in the morning? Yeah, so like I was saying, that's Q, and I'm Kenny, before we got rudely interrupted. What's going on, Q?
Nothing. Just living the good life.
I hear that. Same here. Had a nice long week of craziness, of madness. And we just talking about Carson. We're not talking about anything else. And then when we get to the work factor, you know, every time you turn around, there's always a change at work. Why? Because that's typical. Yeah. Change is good. I mean.
Yeah. They say the only thing that's constant is change. Because, they be changing things like it ain't no thing. change is just a change.
Yeah. Look, the only thing I thought in life that changed more than you change your underwear was like the weather. But, you know, sometimes these companies with how they do things and stuff like that, it's more or less now since past the vid time, they are trying to really just balance the books because it cost is way up. I mean, you know, just for us to sell like a big bag of chips is like $6 now. That's not even like the family size bag. That's just the big bag. You know how you had a little Frito-Lay bag that's like $1 and something? That's not $1 and something no more. That's $3. And then the next bag size up is $6. And then you still got the family size that you buy at the grocery store. So, you know, when people come into the store and they're like, dang, y'all expensive. Well, you can go right across the street. You're going to pay the same exact price anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, costs are just way up. So I think most of these companies are really just trying to balance the books.
Yeah.
So that's why you're going to see a lot of changes continuously, you know. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I'm pretty sure everybody knows this because they went out there and went out there recently and bought groceries and was like,
yeah.
Five items is what?
$20. $20. At least $20. Unless you know how to coupon, because I got a couple of friends back in Winston-Salem that be couponing their behinds off. They be getting like 5 things of detergent for 50 cents. How do you do that? Somebody call me and tell me how you do that. They try to explain. So it sounds like some type of weird calculus. I'm like, it's too much. Just do it for me and I just give them.
Like that meme where the numbers is flying across the room and stuff like that. And you just up there thinking. Yeah. What I think that is mostly them just either doubling the coupons or just knowing where to find those coupons at. I mean, I got some coupons that come in by mail. And then I got the Publix coupon thing, and I go through there and I click all the coupons. I clip all of them. Even if I don't use the stuff, I just be clipping all of them because you never know when you may need that thing or whatever. And if that coupon is still available, when you go ahead and type in your phone number, it'll give you that discount. So, and then Food Lion, they be having the little coupon thing when you first come in the door. Harris Teeter, they bougie. They ain't giving you no coupons. If it ain't Vic, if it ain't that Vic card, you ain't getting nothing. Just nothing. Like Harris Teeter be looking at you like, what you want me to do about it?
That's the price. That's the price. I remember good old Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter, the queen of bougie.
Yes.
It don't make sense how much we got to pay. And then on top of that, you know, they're talking about egg prices going up because suspected bird flu. Not even real bird flu, but bird flu is very common around this time of year. So let's raise the price of the eggs. You know, they're doing stuff like that now. So.
Yeah. The world we live in.
Oh, don't worry. I'll have to sell a kidney soon to feed my family. But today, I want to talk about something because I knew I had posted something on Facebook. Everybody kind of made a joke about it. the internet, typical internet stuff, you know. But it was actually real. The dream I was discussing on Facebook, and today we're talking about dreams. The dream I was talking about on Facebook, it was bugged out because I was at a place that seemed familiar. And when I went to the bathroom, when I went to the bathroom door, the door was a charcoal color. I walked into the bathroom door. It was a guy in there in the hood and a young lady, teenage, somewhere around there. And the dog had the man by the ankles, wouldn't let him go near the young lady. But I didn't sense fear on her face or anything like that. It was like she knew the person or whatever, but the dog wouldn't let her go near. And the pit bull was brown and white. He was laying on the floor by the bathroom door on his side. He looked up, he seen me, and still held on to the guy's ankle. So then as I walked around the corner, I looked, and it was another guy in a hoodie who had a young lady in her teens or whatever, hemmed up like by the doorway, snatching her out the doorway. And I was like, what the hell is this dream about? You know, but I didn't feel any I didn't feel any like discomfort, like something not right was happening, but I felt like as I broke the dream down, something not right was happening. So when I posted that, you know, it was in, because I woke up out of my sleep to post that because I couldn't think of nobody with a charcoal colored door. I couldn't think of nobody with a brown and white pit bull at the moment, and except for my mom. But that dog died, R.I.P. Savannah. The dog died many moons ago. So I couldn't think of none of this inside my head. So I just posted it on Facebook, and the first person to respond was my ex-wife, who has four daughters. You know what I'm saying? And she has dogs, and I'm like, okay, I don't like the way this is feeling here. And then her comment was basically, no, and go to sleep, old man. So I was like, okay. I was like, okay. Well, that's all right. All right. But I posted that because I normally don't have bugged out. I've had bugged out dreams, but not like that. Like, to the point where it unctioned me, gave me that unction to either call somebody or send a message out on Facebook, because I was like, yo, these are like kids that could be in danger or something like that. Like, maybe God is trying to tell me, like, hey, you know, such and such child or somebody's child is in danger, you know. So I posted that on Facebook. But it's a lot of people who, you know, don't believe in those kind of dreams and stuff like that. Like, my grandmother and my father even told me the same exact story. My grandmother had a dream that, because my father and my uncles and all of them loved to play basketball, used to love to go to basketball court, that it was going to be a black car pull up to the basketball court and was going to shoot at people. And lo and behold, they was at the basketball court playing basketball, and a bullet whizzed through his afro. So that's why I wanted to discuss dreams, because some people take, you know, dreams, because sometimes dreams are like, for example, when you have that falling dream, it could be about you being stressed, or it could be about you running away from something that's important, or trying to leave something old behind. Same way with the dream about, you know, somebody chasing you. It could be about, you know, you leaving something behind, or you're afraid to embrace the new, you know. So I wanted to chat about some dreams. So you ever had some crazy dreams and woke up and was like, is this true?
So, you know, I do, you probably know that I dabble in like ancestry study. So I venerate my ancestors, talk to them, and I am a firm believer that your ancestors will send you messages in your dreams. And I have gotten messages, like, for instance, one dream that I'll have is I'm like on a bridge, but the bridge has no, it's like one part of the bridge and the front and the back part of the bridge. Listen, I'm just in the middle of a large body of water and I'm just standing there. I have nowhere to go. I
Can't
can't
go
go
forward.
forward. I can't go back because there's nothing. And so I was talking to, we call a yay, which is like a spiritual advisor. She said, whenever you have dreams about being surrounded by large bodies of water, it's like your ancestors are trying to warn you about something, to be careful, to be cautious, to slow down, to like really think about your life choices. And sure enough, whenever I have those types of dreams, something is happening in my life that I need to like slow down and just like really take my time and like think about my next few moves. So yeah, I believe that messages come to you in dreams, and sometimes we just blow it off and we don't pay attention to them. But like if you actually just sit down and think, like one time I was having a dream about one of my friends who was well past the age of giving birth to any kind of babies. She came to my house and gave
Lord.
me her baby to watch. And I was like, thinking to myself, what the hell are you doing with a baby? And so I told her, I said, I dreamed
Wow.
that you brought a baby, your baby over for me to babysit. She was like, shut up. And so my other friend, she was like, it's because your dreams are trying to tell you to slow down and take care of yourself. And around that time, that was around the time I had the surgery last year, and I
Right.
was trying to do too much too soon and almost injured myself again. So it was like trying to tell me to slow down and just use that time to recuperate, to take care of yourself. So yeah, there is an actual dream dictionary online. If you ever have a dream about something and it's like really troubling you, just look up a dream dictionary and you can pull it up. And it'll tell you, like, okay, like you say, dreams about falling, anxiety, stress, life choices, things you're holding on to, things you can't let go of, things you can't, you need to move past, things you need to acknowledge.
Right.
Those are very real things. And your dreams try to tell you, hey, this is what you need to focus on. So yeah, dream study is real, y'all. Pay attention, because sometimes your dreams are just goofy. Like
Yeah.
I have the goofiest, like I have whole movie dreams. Like I had a dream about I was in a movie with The Rock and we was doing all kind of crazy things and I was like, what is this? This is stupid. I dreamed like that dream was so hilarious. Like we were a couple and we got invited to another couple's house for dinner. But we were supposed to be like the dinner, and we had to kick ass to get out of the house.
Wow.
It was hilarious because it was
We
like
might
one of those
need to
years.
make that a script.
Was crazy to me. As I said, sometimes my brain will try to tell me, hey, you need to go write something like this. And I'm like, okay, maybe one day.
Yeah, as a creative, I think that we are bestowed that ability. Some of Stephen King's books are actual dreams, and that's a scary thing to be thinking that he actually dreamed this. I'm like, what? But no, I think as a creative, I think because I've woke up out of dreams and written down plenty of like little footnotes and stuff like that, and it was like, damn, that sound pretty dope. Like I need to expand on this a little bit and sit around and play with it and see what type of story I come up with. I mean, so I don't think that dreams are just one thing. I think there are multiple things, and I think they can be interpreted in different ways. Like I even have a lot of prosperity dreams. I dream about, me and my wife owning a plane. One time I had a dream about we was somebody, me and my wife was somebody important, and we was trying to get on the plane, but the plane was having issues. And I was like, well, can't y'all fix the plane? And it was like, yeah, and they're putting duct tape on the plane wings. And I was like, we want to get there, but not like this. So I mean, I've had dreams to where, we was walking with bodyguards and stuff like that. I don't know what the outcome of those dreams going to be. But I really feel like those prosperity dreams and those bigger dreams are the leap forward in between everything else that you dream about, you're pursuing and everything, and whether or not you're going in the right path and you feel comfortable about going in that path don't necessarily mean that you're going to be rich, but that means that you're going in the right direction of sorts. And it's a lot of people that fear dreaming. And even when I have nightmares, I'm trying to figure out how to solve the nightmare, because I know that once I get into the nightmare, I'm like, okay, this is a bad dream. How can I defeat whatever it is, that's after me or coming up against me, And a lot of times that's what I do, I try to figure out the dream within itself. But like I said, that other dream, I couldn't figure that out for nothing. So I had to wake up like, this is bugged out.
Yes, a lot of stuff will come to you in dreams. Like sometimes I'll have the same dream, and it was so funny. I was dreaming something so weird, and then right at the point the person was getting ready to get shot, the one of the people in the dream said, "He not gonna shoot her. I saw this one already. It's a rerun." And I just woke up laughing. Like, what? And I have had that dream multiple times. Like, it would always be a dream. Like, I'm somewhere in New Orleans with some friends, and somebody's about to get shot. And then I would just wake up. And then, so I, about the third or fourth time, I had to dream the guy who was with me was just like, "Oh, yeah, I saw this one already." He's not gonna shoot. Oh, it's a little bit more.
Your dreams on
What?
reruns.
You know, have you ever had a dream where you're like, the shit just don't make sense? Because I'll have a dream like it's something I know that is in New Orleans, but it's showing me like it's in New Jersey. And I'm like, Blue Street don't make sense here because these two places don't even go together.
Coexist, right? Yeah, no, I've had dreams like that. Like, I've had dreams that I'm working with somebody that used to work at a company like many moons ago with me, and I'm like, when did you move here? What are you
Like this
doing?
one.
It don't make sense. But no, like I've had, and this is one of those prophetic dreams of sorts. I dreamed, this was many moons ago, back when we was living in Rock Hill, when we was living in South Carolina. And I had a dream that I got on this elevator. And I seen this man in overalls. He was like a mechanic of some sort, like working on the elevator. And I looked over, and it was my dad. Now, at the time, I hadn't seen my dad in person since I was 7 years old. And I was talking to the guy, trying to pick, him. Basically, like without saying like, "Hey, Dad," or anything like that, I was trying to pick him to get him to talk, and he was just looking at me, smiling and talking back and everything like that. And I walked off the elevator, and I got off, and I just stood there in front of the elevator, looking at the guy smiling, and he smiled back. And then, I kid you not, I want to say 3, 4 years later, me and my dad started talking, and then he came down here to visit me. Yep, and I
Nice.
hadn't seen my dad in 32 years in person. And now he lives down here. Now he lives in Georgia. So, I mean, in a sense, because I mean that dream hit me so much the heart that, like Tamika had to like console me. I'm a crybaby. I'm a sensitive ass man. I'm gonna tell you straight up, I will cry in a damn minute. Like, I almost started crying just now telling the story. But it was so serious and so real to me. Like, Tamika had to like console me and get me to calm down, because I was like, my dad is still alive. My dad, he's gonna come back to me. You know what I'm saying? And I knew from that dream on that everything was gonna be all right between me and him. And then when we started talking on the phone and stuff like that, it was real easy, because I guess within that dream, I had some type of repented aggression or whatever, but with that dream, it kind of helped me let it go. It was like, hey, you know, there's more to the story. You just got to give them a chance, you know, on why things happened the way that it happened. And so, you know, now I talk to him about, I used to talk to him every day just about, but now we talk like during the weekends and stuff because he's down south working now, trying to get everything situated and stuff like that. And he's itching to, you know, hang out with his granddaughter and stuff. So, yeah. But like I tell everybody, sometimes you got to see the dream through, you know, even though it may hurt or bother you or whatever. Sometimes you got to see the dream through and then realize that there is a story behind that dream or a reason behind that dream. And I wouldn't say just sit up there all day long and try to figure it out, because if you do that, then you're going to burn your brain up. But let it, you know, let it marinate inside your mind for a little bit and figure out, you know, what is the cause for this? Am I leaving something behind? Am I doing somebody wrong? Am I just existing and not doing anything, you know? So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. And that is the part, like the slowing down, write it down, and then just, you know, don't mull over it, look at it, and then just slow down. And, you know, when you have those quiet moments, think about it and say, what areas of your life do you need tweaking? Like I say, use that dream dictionary. If you keep dreaming about you at the edge of a cliff about to fall off, you're scared about something. You have some anxiety about something, and you need to really acknowledge to yourself, what am I so anxious about? What has really got me so worked up that I keep dreaming that I'm going to fall to my death or whatever? Those questions you have to ask yourself. And be real with yourself. Like, be real. You know, a lot of people are not real with themselves. You can't be real with yourself. How can you be real with anybody else if you can't be real with yourself? And that means acknowledging all the ugly parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everybody got some ugly.
We all got some ugly. And that's the part people, like, everybody wants to. And this is one of the reasons why I say social media is a blessing and it's a curse. It keeps us connected in a way, but it keeps us connected with too many people want to portray like this image of perfection and, oh, I got it all together. Nobody's perfect. And it's okay. It's okay not to be okay. And it's okay to be a perfect imperfection. Just embrace the beautiful mess that you are. And when you realize you are messing up, go ahead and say, yo, I messed up. And then push forward, because last year I had to cut people loose because they wouldn't even acknowledge stuff that they didn't do wrong. And it's like, dang, if you're going to stand 10 toes on it, I respect that. But just know that you don't get access to me no more. So.
Right. Sayonara. Yeah.
That's it.
See you later. Yeah. Yeah, that's about the gist of it. You know, going back to what you said about social media, just to piggyback on that for a second, they portray the perfection, but as soon as they see any type of doorway or segue into your life to show you your imperfection, they'll do that. And and the reason why they're doing that is because that's their imperfection, that's their reflection. So they're showing you who they really are behind their perfection. You get me? Because a person is not going to talk about something that they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody immediately comes to you with a long, drawn-out message like, hey, you need to do X, Y, da, 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 that's your imperfection reflecting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Anybody wants to tell you to be, just be yourself, but oh no, not like that, like this, like how I would be yourself. How you gonna tell me how to be myself being you? You know, like, I'm being myself. But are you being yourself? I don't need you to tell me how to be me, because I already know how to be, and I'm perfectly comfortable with who I am. And I don't need
Yeah,
you to tell
like
me. But I don't need you to tell me.
you know what? I could be honest and say I used to care, but now I
Yeah.
really don't. You know, I say what I say, I post what I post, and I keep it moving. If nobody looks at it, if one or two people look at it,
That is the art.
I just really have gotten to the point where I just really don't care. I'm not emotionally attached no more. You know, even when the podcast first started, I'm like, damn, why ain't nobody viewing my stuff and all this stuff? And now it's like, it's posted. You'll get it when you get it. Or you don't.
Right.
It makes me know, never mind. I'm just the
It
messenger putting out a
really is.
message.
That's why I tell my kids, my son says, Mom, you're just so comfortable and so relaxed. I say, let me tell you something. Let me tell both of y'all something. The moment you just completely embrace who you are and be okay with who you are, that is going to be the ultimate form of freedom. And I'm not saying that you don't
Yes.
get
Preach, sister.
zero
Preach,
F's.
sister.
It's like surround yourself with people who's going to tell you, hey, maybe that's not, so good. Surround yourself with those kind of people. Don't surround yourself with a bunch of people that's going to smoke up your ass. I don't need that. If I'm walking outside and I let the hot mess say, come here, girl. Let me talk to you for a second. Are you see me doing something that's out of the way? Yeah, I want those people in my life. But at the same time, if you are constantly worried about every little thing, everything, everybody always gonna have something to say. So I said, at some point, you just have to be okay with who you are. You're not gonna be perfect, and I'm not trying to wear a mask for to fit everybody's perception of who they think I should be. I am who I am.
Like I tell people all the time, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to fit into any mold. I'm going to crack my jokes. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to be silly. I'm going to be goofy. But there's also another side to me. There's the business acumen. There's the father. There's the husband. You know, there's more than just one side. And like even going back to social media, if I could just portray one side to you all the time and that's the what you assume, then that's just on you. That means that you really don't know me as well as you think you do. And that goes for even family members, close friends and all that. If you just think 110% of me is just silly all the time, and you've missed a whole
Yeah.
great portion of me. You know?
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
it's to the point where I really just don't care if that's what you think though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I really don't care because if I sat around here and adjusted myself constantly to how I would fit or how this is gonna work out for you or whatever you want to think, then I would never be me. And that's not
Yeah.
good. It's a thousand yous, but no me, you know? So no.
Yep. Okay, well, I got time for that. And
I'll never
nobody's
grow up because I'm a
100%.
Toys R Us kid.
Right. It's like, even if I see you joking and laughing, I would be foolish to think that you're like that 100% of the time, because nobody's emotionally programmed to be happy all the time. We have our moments, we get sad, we get overwhelmed with joy, we get tired, we get anxious about things. Like, I want to know the human that you're human. Like, come on. Like, I hate when people be like, oh, I'm happy all the time. Well, good for you, because I'm content, but am I happy all the time? No. I've learned to be content with the things that I have. But I'll be like really crazy to be like, oh, I'm happy all the time. And I never just, no, because yesterday I was stressed the freak out with all these damn changes at my job. I was like, hey, enough. It's just like, what are
Oh, they're giving
they
you the
doing?
DJ Khaled, another one.
And another.
Another one. But yeah, no, I tell people all the time, you know, I'm for a good majority though, I am a happy person. You know, even and I guess that gives me the ability to have good customer service. But I would say like 75 to 80% of the time, I'm happy. Like a lady came in the store and was like, "Oh, da 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 da," and the music y'all playing here is shit. I was like, "Oh, well, thank you." And the guy behind me was like, "Wow." He's like, "Dude, like, I don't know where you learned customer service from, but that was a hell of a way to handle it." I was like, "Well, I mean, I can't do nothing about something I can't change." You know, you're talking about the music that's being played inside the store, you know? So, only thing I can do is say, "Well, thank you." And keep it moving and keep on having a conversation with the lady. Like, she ain't even say nothing. I don't know if she tried to say it to offend me or get something from me, but it didn't work. Only thing I was like, "Well, thank you." And da 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 da. And da, da, da. And, "Hey, do you want some Mega Million tickets?" Just keep it moving. Like, you know, I don't have time for whatever your issue was or whatever you was trying to pull, but you know, I would say, you know, about 75 to 80% of the time I'm happy, you know, content. I'm just one of those people that always feel like I can build or do better. You know, it's the builder in me. I constantly try to build or so content, I would say probably about 65. I'm never fully content or happy like with something because I have a small perfectionist thing in me. Like I will write down something like probably about 100 times, put it up somewhere, don't look at it for a long period of time, pull it back out, rewrite it again. You know, that's probably why I don't have a lot of stuff out right now. Besides the podcast is my, like I said before, the podcast is just like my release, just to release everything. Like, even if it come out jumbled up, I hope you get it. But yeah, because if I really was me, we probably be doing a podcast episode like once to twice every 2 months, because it's just that perfectionist that's within me. But I've learned to be balance with it. Like you can't always have what you want 100% of the time. If not, you're gonna drive yourself crazy. So I learned how to manage that. It's just knowing yourself and being honest with yourself, like you said, enough to say, "Hey, this is my shit bag, basically. And this is my shit bag, and it's full of shit. And I understand how stinky it is sometimes, but I can put my shit bag to the side and actually live a normal life." That's me. So, yeah. Well, Q looks like she got on her Zumba clothes, like she ready to get it in. I like that color, by the way. That color really fits you. Is that gold writing?
It's like if you was to see it, it's bright, it's neon yellow.
Camera's probably not doing it no justice,
Yeah, when
but.
I walked around this, so people be like, "Those are bright colors." It's just the pants are
Oh, I
very.
don't see the pants. Okay. Lord.
It's
Lord.
neon. You can see me 5 blocks away, especially if it was at night. I ain't getting hit
Well,
by
and
no.
when you wear your orange like Zumba shoes, those are bright too. So,
Daddy face
yes.
bright. Look. Zumba got neon on lock, highlighter color. We be bright. You know, people be saying it's like, "No, you're bright and colorful today." Yes, we are.
Oh, y'all the Zumba instructors. How you know?
Yeah,
Those bright ass colors.
bright. Like they be like, "Yeah, how bright can we make it?" No, that's not bright enough.
No, that's not bright enough. Let's turn it up 3 notches. Yep, you gotta put on shades now. In my case, look, I'll probably be looking at my glasses just turn black.
You used to see this in person, you'd be like, "Wow, okay."
The job, you're having fun. That's all that matters.
Yeah, a little rainy out again. Hurry up and see. Let me see if the avocado plant's doing pretty good.
Well, that's just the
Hopefully.
East Coast. That's the East Coast in general right now. We're getting hit with a little bit of rain too, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
It well, you know the three seasons in North Carolina. Hot, cold, and who knows? That's three seasons.
Yeah,
You don't you
it's
is one.
bipolar
Yeah.
well though, Mister.
I mean,
Bipolar.
you see I got on the hoodie right now, so I mean, that should tell you pretty much like it ain't quite warm yet. But it ain't quite cold. Like it's that in
Yeah.
between. It want to rain one day, be like 50 degrees, and the next day it's gonna be like 85 and sunny. It's just crazy. It's
I
just crazy.
remember one day I went to work. I was in a skirt and a cute little top and my heels. When I got off work and the sun was shining brightly, all of a sudden I was getting pelted. It was hailing with the sun bright as I don't know what. I felt like somebody was throwing rocks at me. I had to hurry up and get to my car. That's North Carolina. Winston-Salem, the triad. It's
Yep.
crazy.
That actually happened to me and Tamika when we was living in Rock Hill. We had just got out the Jeep and she was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Get back, get back, get back." 'Cause it was boom, 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 boom. And I was like, and then it wasn't like it looked like that rock salt, 'cause it was pink. It wasn't white, it was pink. And I'll never forget that. I was like, "What in the living hell?" They was like, "That was hell." I was like, "Yeah, I heard it. I heard it smack the top of my Jeep." I had hail dents. I should have did an insurance claim. Maybe I would have got me in. Nah, but it's all good. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in with us today. If you would like to check out anything else, you can go to www.ysgpodcast.com. And if ain't nobody told you today that they love you, we do. So go ahead and check out our stuff. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and we'll see y'all on the flip side. Talk to you soon. Peace. Yes, support group. Yes, support group. Yes, support group. Yes, support group. Yes, support group.